A big part of Jeff Seifer's job these days is selling electricity, which isn't as easy as you might think.
Electricity is a product that you cannot store. You can't put it on a shelf. You can't make it and use it a second later. You have to make it and use it right then. So because of that, it's weird.
Seifer's is the new, but still interim, Chief Sustainability Officer for Sonoma Clean Power, the recently formed green utility that's been created to offer Sonoma County homes and businesses electricity derived from renewable sources.
All electrons are the same. What we're doing is we're paying generators to put power into the grid. So Sonoma Clean Power lets us choose to pay wind and solar generators to put power into the grid instead of paying natural gas plants to put power into the grid. But all the electrons are equal.
This leaves the new nonprofit in the curious position of both competing and partnering with PG&E.
PG&E is going to continue delivering power. That's what they do best. They maintain the lines. They do all the billing. And they handle all the outages and all of the emergencies and all of that kind of thing. So what we're doing is we're buying power from cleaner generators. We're putting it into PG&E's wires. They deliver that power to our customer.
Sonoma Clean Power is just barely getting underway. But now that the participating local governments have been determined, the alternative power provider will be able to serve a considerable majority of the county's population, provided, Seifer's notes, that they opt in.
79% of all the energy use in the county, those folks are eligible for power through Sonoma Clean Power. And instead of requiring that somebody participate, they get to choose, do they like PG&E's product better? Do they like our product better? Do they want to go with 100% renewable power? Everybody who's got an electric bill gets to make that decision.
Before anyone faces that choice, there is the matter of cost to be settled. Seifer's is in negotiation with four bidders to supply those green electrons. Only one will get the contract. And he expects hard numbers to be finalized by the end of the year.
Late November, early December, we'll get the final pricing from those four suppliers, make a final determination, sign a contract at that point. That gives us the basic rates for the program. We then go through a rate-setting exercise, though, because we want to make sure that the rates are set through a public process. Then the board ultimately makes the decision about what the retail rates are. And so those rates will be published no later than February 1st.
If that timeline holds, the first Sonoma Clean Power customers will begin taking delivery of their renewable current just 3 months later.
It's going to be rolled out over 3 years. In May of next year, we're going to start serving the first 20,000 customers, and that'll be mostly commercial customers. The residential customers, about 60,000 brought in at the beginning of 2015 and another 60,000 in 2016.
By that third year, Seifer says, Sonoma Clean Power should be established enough to sell bonds and help fund additional local renewable power generating projects, which will then provide a growing share of the electricity the utility markets. But existing home and commercial solar arrays that already generate more power than the owners can use will be able to start selling that extra to Sonoma Clean Power right away. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.